Chair, Madam Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, Argentina aligns itself with the statement made by Barbados on behalf of the G77 in China and by Mexico on behalf of GRULAC. We wish to congratulate the Chair and the Vice Chair Rapporteur and thank the Secretary for the presentation of the program plan, which, as we've said in our earlier statements, is something we can support as it is in alignment with the Georgetown Covenant. We believe that UNCTAD is a cornerstone in the work of the international community and is the best way of removing obstacles to trade and development and in bringing about development. So therefore, the core of our discussions in terms of policy response must be lived up to if we are to live up to the main challenges left behind by the pandemic to bring about truly inclusive recovery and to work together to attain the sustainable development goals. Indeed, and as it has been highlighted by various speakers before me, the pandemic has exacerbated many of the existing challenges and created new vulnerabilities, particularly for the developing countries. Together with structural problems, which many of our countries already had, the fiscal pressure from measures to prevent and mitigate the economic and health consequences of COVID have given rise to a marked increase in the liquidity needs of our countries. This has come together with factors and has just worsened vulnerability to debt in developing countries, many of which already did not just have problems of liquidity, but of solvency. From UNCTAD reports, we hope that these vulnerabilities will decrease significantly in the next few years. And yet, we do not think it will be possible to go back to the levels before the pandemic, before 2024 or 2025. In this context, we would like to underscore once again, as we have done on occasions in the past, that it is vital for the international community to move forward steadfastly with specific actions to prevent global indebtedness from making it even more difficult to live up to the 2030 agenda. We understand that UNCTAD's work concerning funding for development is vital, in particular when it is related to the debt vulnerability, both on the part of low-income countries and also medium-income countries. And this is reflected in the chapter on financing for development in the Bridgetown Covenant. Also, it is important to mention the importance of gender work, as was mentioned by the Ambassador of Mexico, concerning questions of international trade. The pandemic has shed light on the fragility of the international financial architecture, which does not have the necessary tools to cope with future debt crises in an appropriate way. Therefore, policies on financing for development must be supplemented by measures aimed at establishing a new international financial architecture, not only to bring about financial stability, but also one that is development-oriented. Against this backdrop, we understand that it is very important for UNCTAD to continue to carry out its extensive work, which has already been done in the past, on questions of sustainable indebtedness and the ideas of the allocation and the granting of sovereign credits. We welcome the initiatives that might lead to better work in UNCTAD towards the implementation of the Bridgetown Covenant, such as those presented of the establishment of the working party, the presentation by the SG on COVID-19, and also the projects relating to coordination with G20 and environmental and climate change issues. We will work together with the G77 in China to present specific proposals on the program of work without leaving aside the importance that my country attaches to the work on financing for development is already touched upon. Thank you very much.